Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome to the podcast where I try to help you understand English expressions, idioms, phraseology, and English grammar so you can communicate in a better way when you travel or when you're on business. So what do I have for you now? Well, in this particular podcast, we're going to look at collocations and collocations using the word price, the price of something, the price of petrol, the price of nothing. Okay, so let me give them to you. And all of these collocations are with the word price, P-R-I-C-E. A price boom. So a price boom is when something goes up and up and up, explodes. Yeah, so perhaps there's a price boom in the price of oil because of a shortage or a war or some little issue that has happened in some far-flung land. Okay, so we end up with a price boom. It's usually a good period for people selling products and a bad period for people having to buy. So it's when prices are rising quickly, price boom. We can have price controls. Price controls are put in place usually by governments in an effort to put a cap or to limit the price increases. But it could be price controls on petrol. It could be price controls on alcohol. Anything where they believe people might be benefiting too much and that the general public are having to pay excessive prices for ordinary items like petrol and oil and gas and other issues like that. So these are price controls put in by governments. A price cut. A price cut is a reduction in price. Yeah. So the price of petrol at the filling stations has been cut dramatically because of perhaps issues with the dollar or a glut or oversupply of oil in the market. Whatever the reason, then we have price cuts, reduction in the price. And then the opposite can be a price hike. A price hike is when the prices are increasing. The hike in the price of cigarettes because of additional taxes put on by the government. Price hike in the price of a bottle of wine, again, extra tax put on by the government to raise extra funds for some redevelopment that they need to do. So a hike in the price or a price hike. A price war. Well, a price war usually starts when competing companies or businesses try to reduce prices to try and attract more customers from the other company. Often you see price wars in supermarkets. So one supermarket starts selling a product at 1 euro, and then the next supermarket sells it at 90 cents and so on. It's a, what we say, a race to the bottom where they keep undercutting each other, and this price war is an attempt to try and attract more customers. Price leader is a company that is first either to reduce its prices or to increase its prices. The price leader in some perhaps mobile phones, the price leader in electricity, where there are multiple providers or suppliers of electricity into your particular market. And then finally, the price tag. And a price tag is literally a piece of paper, the label that's attached to goods that you see when you go into the shop, which shows you the price. So when you're looking for that new jacket, that shirt, that dress, the hat, there will be a price tag on the article of clothing or whatever it is, and it will show the price. Okay, so the price tag. So it's a label. But the other label that you have on the clothes is usually showing you the size. So the price tag is specifically to do with the price. $10, 10 euros, 20 euros, 25 euros, whatever it might be. Okay, so there are collocations with price. We have price boom, price controls, price cut, price hike, price war, price leader, and price tag, T-A-G, price tag. Okay, so that's the end of our podcast, and I hope that you have enjoyed that and understood the different uses of these collocations, everything to do with price or prices, okay? And get the pronunciation price. Okay, well, as always, thanks for listening. And if you want to contact me directly, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. Always happy to receive your suggestions. Indeed, about prices has been included specifically on the request of one of our listeners. So thank you for that. And you can get in touch with me soon. And hopefully, I'll have more for you in the future. So as always, thanks for listening and join me again soon.